A plan to introduce an hour's free parking in the new Plymouth CBD has got both vehicle and business owners scratching their heads. The problem is there's a trade-off pushing paid parking out further into the evening. Our Taranaki Whanganui reporter Rob Martin went to see what all the fuss is about.
Parking is $2 an hour in the new Plymouth CBD. The proposal to offer the first hour for free is the brainchild of the Business and Retail Association. It's also supported by the Taranaki Chamber of Commerce. The association's coordinator, Michelle Brennan, says 1 hour free parking will boost businesses and help revitalise the city centre.
They are just at their wits' end because it is so high, the cost of parking. We're trying to work with council to make a vibrant CBD, and this, from the feedback from all of them, will certainly help when it comes to their customers.
The council earns about $3 million a year from its parking operation, just under half of that from infringement notices. It's backed the idea in principle and estimates it will forego $1 million in lost revenue over 3 years if 1 hour free parking is introduced. Ms. Brennan says for that support there had to be a quid pro quo.
The council do not want to be in a situation where they are losing all of their revenue around this. So to get the hour free, we had to look at extension of the hours so that there may be some offsetting of those losses to them.
But many businesses, which are already suffering after the closure of the quake-prone downtown car parking building, were not convinced. Eloise Nichols of Egmont Honey and Health isn't a fan.
Yeah, I don't think it really helps anybody. You're catching more people here at 7 o'clock at night, the dinner people that eat and stuff like that. The hour parking doesn't really help when we've got less parking anyway.
Stacey Hood at Repertoire was a bit more upbeat.
I think the hour free's amazing, but I think till 7 o'clock's a bit late. Yeah, but we need more parking. They've taken the parking building away from us.
Diane Gibbons of Shampoo Plus could see shortcomings in the plan.
Not sure, really. The free parking can be a little bit abused by a lot of the staff that work in a lot of the shops around. I think being till 7 o'clock might stop a lot of the bar staff actually parking there at 5 o'clock. So I think it has its pros and cons, really. I mean, it's hard enough to get a park out here at any time, let alone free parking. I think the free parking, if anything, should be from, say, 9 till 10 in the mornings, not any time during the day.
Owner of the Good Home Gastro Pub, David Stones, saw it as a mixed blessing too.
The hour free is so important for retail in New Plymouth. I think it's so important. But to 7 o'clock, I think it's I personally disagree with going to 7. I think 6 o'clock's a much better time.
Mr. Stones says only the main centres charge for parking beyond 6 o'clock. Many parkers spoken to by RNZ weren't convinced either.
Hour free would be good, wouldn't it?
Stratford's got a good idea, free parking all day.
I think I prefer it how it is, yeah, because that 5 to 7's quite busy.
I'm not into it, sorry, I don't like it, eh? That's sooner the way it is at the moment, eh?
No, I kind of like how it is now. I don't think that anybody should be paying for parking after 5.
You're right, it is a trade-off. I'd be in favour of it.
If the 1 hour free plan is introduced, parking spaces would still have a 2 hour limit and super gold card holders would still get free parking up to 11 o'clock in the morning. Public consultation on the proposal closes on July the 16th.